are the things you took away from the conference?
Oh, wow. There were so many things. That conference was really wonderfully inspiring. I think some of the decolonial methodology that was introduced was incredibly powerful and helpful. I think especially Max Liberon's notion of not focusing exclusively on damage and harm as the way that we tell stories about the environment was really inspiring to me. They made this point that if we only ever tell stories about damaged communities or harm, we basically paint this picture of those communities or even non-humans as damaged and harmed and deficient in some way.
Spend. Tell me when I beat you to pull up, you gon' shoot out while I spin.
Trippin' like I'm trigger happy, soul fish. Aki, aki, go buggy, Kawasaki, catch a fish. Sushi, maki, living like London City, left the town. Talkin' Travis, be that fam.
Yo, yo, yo. What's good, guys? It's your host, DJ Popcorn. And I'm here for this show. We're gonna talk a little bit about Astroworld Fest and also a bit about cancel culture. And then we're gonna go to our Rap Radar segment, and we'll be right back after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that the Chatham Planning Board on November 10th approved the Pavilion Project, developed by Art Omai in Ghent, a 190-acre site with permanent installations of artist work. According to the project description, and I quote, "The premise of the Pavilions Project is that many accomplished and highly distinguished artists would welcome the opportunity to create a legacy standalone exhibition of their work in a setting that they control and help design, but that is also part of a larger art center which provides cultural context, museological standards, and visitor services management," end quote. Up to 18 artists would create enclosed pavilions at the Chatham site that would serve as galleries for their works. Artists would design the structures, which could be up to 5,900 square feet and two stories tall. Art Omai would also build a visitor center, and the nonprofit would maintain roads and grounds and split the cost of constructing the pavilions with the artists. Three artists and one collector have signed up so far. Alice Aycock, a New York City-based sculptor, and Rakuku Neaitu, married minimalist, and the collector Ariel Asekis, who founded the Institute for Studies on Latin American Art. Art Omai will begin work on the site off Route 66 in the spring. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Socrates Village Board has granted an easement to Arm of the Sea Theater for public access to the planned Tidewater Center Performance Campus along the Lower Esophis Creek. The mask and puppet performance troupe, founded in 1982, will build a performance center on a 1.5-acre property at the site of a former paper mill along the creek. The easement previously was as a right-of-way for the Hudson River Sloop Clearwater. The resolution approved by the board states, and I quote, Clearwater Incorporated no longer had a need for such an easement, but Arm of the Sea did, after it contracted to acquire private lands adjacent to the Tina Corvus Park, end quote. The planned Tidewater Center will also include a waterworks playground and public access for fishing and kayaking. The site of the center is under a mile from where the Esophis Creek meets the Hudson River. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekosevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that citizens in Coeymans can give their opinion November 22nd about a proposed law in Coeymans allowing cannabis sales but barring cannabis consumption sites. Town Supervisor George McHugh said, and I quote, The local law being proposed would allow for the retail sale and purchase of cannabis in our town outside the boundaries of the village, but it would not allow for the consumption on site, meaning there would be no smoke rooms that you could go to and consume the cannabis once you purchased it, end quote. Local towns have until December 31st to opt out, or else cannabis sales will be allowed after state legislators legalize the drug in April. McHugh said the town wrote the law to mimic one recently passed in Colony. The public hearing will be at 6:30 p.m. November 22nd at Coeymans Town Hall, 18 Russell Street in Ravenna in southern Albany County. Read more about this story at the Ravenna News Herald. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, November 12th. Seasonably warm start to the day. The early morning temperatures are 50 degrees in Mackey and 58 in Ulster Park. It is going to be rainy all day. Some possible thunder around noon and, despite the temperatures, the higher elevations could still see some snowy precipitation. If you're out during the day, watch for down branches in the roads. Wind gusts will get up to 25 miles per hour. After dark, the rain ends and temperatures fall to a more reasonable 35 degrees. Saturday will have a rainy afternoon and a high of 54. Sunday will be dry with a high of 50 degrees. Monday morning, there's a chance we can see some snow on the ground. Stay tuned. The hottest temperature expected for next week will be 61 degrees. The coldest temperature expected next week is 30 degrees. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:37 a.m., high tide at 9:26 a.m., low tide again at 3:58 p.m., and high tide again at 9:44 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 50 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:25 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:38 a.m. Looking way up, we see things are calm around our little rock. However, the sun is causing some ruckus, blasting multiple CMEs off on the far side. For now, we are not in view of that roiling sunspot that's been responsible for those and the flare that occurred on the 9th. But that can change. So the wind speed is currently 374 kilometers per second at 4.7 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor for daytime and fair for nighttime conditions. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 39. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, hey.
All right. It's your boy, DJ Popcorn, and I'm here with
Winter
and DJ Some Money.
And also, we got.
I don't know.
Oh, is he not here today?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we were about to say, hey, we got Phoebe's on, but apparently he's not here.
Yeah.
That's okay. We're on the Man Show. Look at that.
So, basically, today we're going to kind of talk about the whole cancel culture thing and also a bit about the Astroworld Fest and things that went down. Yeah. But before we do have our Rap Radar segments, and there's been a lot of new drops that happened, especially yesterday, like last night. Oh, man. The music market is flooding.
No, funny.
We've got our guy, man. Our guy, Mr. Hall of Fame 2.0. He's about to drop his album soon. I believe the 14th of November. But we've got our guy, Polo G, Mr. Michael Jackson, Mr. Smooth Criminal, Bad Man, Polo G. Smooth Criminal. Let's get into it, man.
Le Capolat. Smooth Criminal, Mike Jack. And I still like to throw the faux fat like Mike back. Pull that tech out just to make a statement. He gon' need a body bag or a nice sack. He'll fold under pressure. I can tell from his posture, man, he ain't really like that. Mama told me I don't care if you scared. Go in for the kill. If they try, you better fight back. Yeah, beat his if he try to throw the folks up. What's all that you was saying like you was so tough? They gon' have to carry your mans if he approach us. Creeping in that glizzy of blam when we get close up. Red gangster, my gun match the color of my cop. Any sudden movement, this go fuck. Bet I have him hug and I lie. I'm the GOAT, I'm a thug, I'm a star. Trying to clear a crowd with the heat. When you rhyme, better keep it 40 cow by the seat. He was banging wrong till they found him deceased. There's a whole lot of evil women around in the streets. So you better look both ways. Make your soul shake. Demon standing in the doorway. Tell me, honey, are you okay? Screaming out, no way. Tell me, honey, are you okay? Still on that board, MJ. Really one of the hottest, and I never dropped a mixtape. All my life had to risk take. But if they come and try me 40, kick it till my wrist break. Let anybody in this play. I'ma have my C's leave his in the ground with a stiff face. Where I'm from, all the killers turn hood legend. Like the Kimbe, told no something bigger than the Great Khali. 30 shots to knock him down like Muhammad Ali. Do the way, scratch off in the track off G. Catch him lacking, then it's RIP. Youngin' trying to clear a crowd with the heat. When you rhyme, better keep it 40 cow by the seat. He was banging wrong till they found him deceased. There's a whole lot of evil women around in the streets. So you better look both ways. Make your soul shake. Demon standing in the doorway. Tell me, honey, are you okay? Screaming out, no way. Tell me, honey, are you okay?
So, that was Smooth Criminal, man, by our guy, Polo G. So, Polo G, his album rollout has now begun with the release of Smooth Criminal. Now, I didn't think this was coming out because the song leaked, but I didn't think that
he'd get
the sample cleared. But, hey, it seems that his team has got power like that. So, look, they got it done. So, what do you guys think of the song? Me, myself, I love this song. I already know the words because the leak. I've been listening to the leak religiously because I love that song.
I thought it was pretty good. I really liked the sample and the instrumental. It goes really well. He found a way to just, like, reinvent that song, especially with those vocals.
It's definitely now, like, you know, Polo G, he's, like, someone who was really inventive, especially with his voice, the way he can make things work.
No, funny.
It's, like, the way, like, his rhyme scheme, like, the bars, the way things just, like, flowed so well together. Honestly, it's better, and it's definitely better than the leaked version, so.
Yeah, it's like he gets the instrumental and then he still finds a way to put his whole self on the snap.
I was literally listening to the Better Days remix like the other day. Like, I couldn't believe that he could fit on like a pop song, like a radio like leveled kind of song. It's like
Better Days.
Yeah,
Man's next song is gonna be sampled to like classical piano and it's still gonna.
Nah,
slap.
Be crying.
It was the Do You Remember Last Night? Because I blacked out.
By the way, hey, I'm back. I ain't been here in a while. I ain't do this in a while.
So
I'm a little rusty.
My fault. Definitely a great scene.
But what would y'all rate that?
For me, that's like a 9.5. I like
out of 10?
Yeah.
Ooh, like you're giving it a high rating. Oh, I'm going to be like the stick in the mud. I have to rate it like a 7.
All right.
Maybe like even a 6.5.
Okay.
I give it like an 8.
Okay.
Nah, good. I'm unhappy.
Like, I thought it was good. I don't think it's anything groundbreaking. I think if you just put this song, yeah, it's like a vibe. Especially,
yeah, you're right,
like, on a long car ride, everybody's grooving to the song. But like,
I wish it was longer.
If you really want to get in the element, I would pick something else. That's a good critique.
I wish it was longer.
Right. So, next thing, we've got our guy, man. I can't wait for the album. I really can't. Because now that we have kind of the album, like the rollout kind of happening. So, our guy, Juice WRLD, man, you know. He's about,
Juice.
Our guy's about to drop. So, this is really exciting. And I've been waiting for new Juice for a minute now. So, with that, we've got Already Dead by Juice WRLD. Rest in peace, by the way. And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
You can see the pain in my laugh. Demons coming back from the past. Feeling like I'm about to relapse. Voices in my head. All I can hear them say is everyone wants me dead. I'm already dead. I've been dead for years. I've been taking medicine again. And he mixed it with the Vicodin. All my suffering is really getting under my skin. Maybe I should try to pray again. Try to wash away my sins. I know that they not my friends. But I'm friends with the drugs again. Lost my heart, lost it all. So much drama, hold the applause. Like a soap opera, straight down fall. Nightmares on the cell phone, late night calls. Lost my heart, lost it all. So much drama, hold the applause. No soap opera, straight down fall. Listen to the nightmares call. You can see the pain in my laugh. Demons coming back from the past. Feeling like I'm about to relapse. Voices in my head. All I can hear them say is everyone wants me dead. I'm already dead. I've been dead for years. You can see the pain in my laugh. Demons coming back from the past. Feeling like I'm about to relapse. Voices in my head. You can see the pain in my laugh. Demons coming back from the past. Feeling like I'm about to relapse. Voices in my head. All I can hear them say is everyone wants me dead. I'm already dead. I've been dead for years.
DJ Popcorn here, man. That was definitely one of the stronger ones, man. Because, man, Juice WRLD, bro.
I've been dead for years.
So, yeah, that line.
So
hit
much
after.
Like, there's so much that goes into it, man. Like,
especially if you really loved his music.
A lot of the lines really stuck. It's like,
yeah, that one line adding on, like, the one line, you when you're so alone, nobody's house feels like home. First of all,
not adjunct hit.
And then it's like,
you know, when you're so alone, you don't even know what to do. It's like,
bro, man was like, he was like, the pill doing this hit no more, bro. Like,
it's like you don't even know like what to even like.
It's like after you've reached a point of rock bottom, you're still. It's like he's reached still rock there, bottom like, and he's still going down. It's like sometimes what you think is rock bottom and you can't get any worse, it just keeps on going.
Yeah, man. Definitely, man. Rest in power, Juice WRLD, man. So, our next song, man, we've got our young guys because we always got to keep up with our generational talents.
Nah, but before we even go to the next song, Muffle, what would you rate that?
Oh,
that song for me.
That's a solid 8.
Eight, yeah. Right?
I say 8.5. Actually, no. I'm going to go 9. Only because I haven't heard new Juice in a while.
You really rate that less than the other song?
How long has it been? Hold on.
Good question.
Wait, what did I rate the other one? I said 9.5
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, 9.5.
How long has it been since his death?
Okay, I'll go 9.5 as well. So, I like both of those equal.
The Juice WRLD song definitely hits way harder for me. Like, his vocals are so unique, especially on the instrumental.
Juice's music is definitely very
so.
Different.
From what I've looked at from Google, right?
Yeah.
It says he died age of 21.
Yeah.
On December 8th, 2019.
Yeah.
So, and we about to be in December again, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
That day definitely hits hard because I remember the day, man. It was really upsetting.
It's soon about to be like 4 years.
Yeah, man.
That's why it hit so different. Because if you really think about it, bro, and you're like, he's like, I've been dead for years.
Him,
like
him and X both, man, when their birthdays come around, I always get really sad. But the thing is because me and X have the same birthday.
Really? Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's lit.
So, I like, every time I look back on it, I'm like, wow, bro. It's like, it's like crazy. I share, like, a birthday with, like, with such a, like, such a star, bro. It's really cool. So, like I'm saying, we got our generational talents here. My guy, Young Chris, he recently just dropped Blood on the Leaves. But right now, we've got Off the Leash featuring Baby Santana. This is a certified banger. I've been playing this around the clubhouse here in Catskill. So,
he's a fiend.
Yeah, so let's go on and get into it. Young Chris and Baby Santana, Off the Leash. Let's go. So, man, this song here, man, we got our boy, man, Young Chris and Baby Santana. That was off the leash. So how we feeling about this one, guys?
That nigga was hard.
I'm gonna be more of a critic on this one. I really like the bars. I know it was a little choppy because we had to play the censored version.
Yeah.
But I thought the beat was a little. There was a little too much bass on it for my liking. It was. It went really hard with the bass, and if you're into that, that's fine. But I feel like they could have done it a little bit different, in my opinion.
Okay.
To make it better, I'm definitely more of a fan on the other two we listened to. This one wasn't bad though.
For sure.
Rating it would be hard. I want to hear what you guys say first.
Me personally, I like the beat.
I'm gonna go 7.5. I'm not gonna go 8. But I'm gonna go 7.5.
I'm gonna give it a six. The only reason why I give it a six and I don't give it a higher is because it's not my first time listening. It's not like something.
That's
like,
my thing. I've listened to it more than once, but I haven't really had much time to sit on it because it's only been out for like a month and a half ish.
And on top of that.
I feel like this is my first time listening to it.
Right.
I feel like if I heard this way too much, too.
It gets annoying. It gets annoying.
The bass would get really annoying. Like, the first time you listen to it, it's like, you know, you can go with it at first. You go like, yeah. But I could feel like if this got played over and over again, I don't think I would like, mess with it as much. I would rate that a 6 as well. Maybe a 5.5, somewhere in between there. That's probably what I'd say, like a... I'm really having a tough time rating it 5.5 or 6. We'll just go with 6. It was pretty good.
A 6?
Okay.
All right. So, me personally, like, well, I
like that beat. I think that beat hits really hard.
Like, I don't know if it was this. Was it this?
No,
right? It wasn't this, right?
No.
So, I'm not sure which one it was, but...
I love these nights.
Nah, which one was it? Was it this?
This original beat before he remixed it, like, it already had like a bunch of bass. So I don't know if there was some stuff added.
I think he added more bass. I think the amount of bass.
Like if you heard the OG song, the OG song is also in this too. I like the beat.
Just because of the bass and the way it adds on to it.
Like, yes. And like I like that, but the main thing for me is I like that little melody in the back. I like that a lot.
I like that way more than the bass. If they went easier on the bass and just went, like, maybe like tweaking with the melody a bit, I think I would rate it a solid
like,
7.
Like,
right?
Like, for me, like, it gives me, like, really, like, darker kind of vibes. Like, it gives me, like... vampire type,
like,
you know?
The way I am,
if he wanted to go for like darker vibes, this is just my opinion, but he would go with more like, I guess the lyrics weren't specifically really dark or really like blah blah blah.
They were mid lyrics that you would be like, oh, all right,
yeah, just some,
yeah, there was a few bars in there for sure, but
yeah, I'm gonna be a little critique of the lyrics too,
right?
He went with the really typical stuff. It's like,
yeah,
you can put yourself on the track, but to me, he just sounds like he's going more with the style of today. He feels like he's trying to conform a little bit more. I could be completely wrong. That really could just be him, but that's my opinion. Another thing I would say about it is the, like, I know I keep on going back to the bass and all, but it's like, I don't know, maybe it's just my ears are sensitive to it. It could be something like that.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Because as like a lot of people know, like, there's a lot of different things that go into like our newer music, especially like because we have a lot more you'll hear a lot more stuff. It's like typically like loaded with like 808s and like,
yeah, there's
heavy,
a lot of 808 now.
Heavy,
I mean,
heavy drums.
And at the end of the day, music is subjective. I'm a big critique of the bass, but if that's your style and you like like going back to the bassy stuff, then go for it.
The way I am, at least with music and beats, I like to hear like the boom, like stuff like
sometimes
that.
I like a beat that really like rocks, like hard. I like some hard hitting stuff. Like someone who I listen to like that too is like, if some people don't like his music, which is okay, but someone I listen to, Playboi Carti, he's like, what I see now is kind of a modern day kind of rock star. It's like, because he mixes a lot of like the rap and trap influence with like a lot of like the older kind of like kind of rock elements with like the heavy guitars and different samples and things like that. And so I definitely see some of the influence, like his album cover recently for the Whole Lotta Red album. He had like, a, you know, Slasher Magazine, if you know what that is.
Vaguely, not much.
Yeah, his album cover was kind of based on like one of the magazines, which was really cool. So like he used like a lot of like rock influences, like his voice is like was like screaming and stuff. It was really cool.
I really like when you can tell somebody is inspired by another thing, but then they still got that unique twist that they're putting in themselves on the beat. It's like you can hear the past in their vocals and
kind of like what we heard earlier with the Polo G.
Yeah, that's a very good example. Like you can hear them putting their own spin on something that's already great, and you can hear it's like you hear the inspiration and you hear like the new innovative stuff, innovative, whatever that word is.
Right.
You know what I mean? It just combines to get a really unique sound, and I think it's great.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
But for sure, though, it's definitely had a lot more influence from like back in the day now, which I appreciate about our artists is we have a generation that's able to honor the older talent that like came before them, and so like with newer samples and like lyrics and things and bars that refer back to the older generations, it's really cool. And especially when we see other artists collaborating with older artists from the past, like Lil Wayne doing songs with, like,
I love
Baby,
seeing things like that,
and like newer artists, it's definitely so cool to see.
Yeah. Do you guys have anybody else on for Rap Radar?
So no, I don't got anybody.
Well, actually, we can play. Well, it's about to go into our next topic.
Yeah.
We can play our Travis Scott did drop Escape Plan, if you want to play some of that.
I didn't pop it up.
Okay. Yeah, you can pull it up.
I didn't pop it up.
Here, but, I'll get some background talk while we're
all right, thank
like
you.
Going into that. Because after we listen to the song, we're going to critique it like we did with the other ones. And then we're gonna
I was
going to
play
about cancel culture.
What was it? This one?
Mafia, he dropped two songs.
I was gonna play Mafia,
but I would play Escape Plan because Escape Plan is definitely the better one. That's my opinion. I say Escape Plan is definitely the one that I want to listen to.
Right.
Which is kind of weird because that title and then what Escape and then what Plan? Recently happened.
Yeah, like that's not funny. But I mean, like,
I got caught off guard there. Sorry, guys.
For sure, I definitely like this song. I'm a fan of Travis's music. But however, that situation is kind of crazy.
Nah, I'm sorry for the loved ones.
Yeah, we're gonna get into,
rest in peace.
Yeah, rest
to
in
those
peace.
to those who lost their
before
lives.
Before we talk about anything and make own political spin,
yeah,
it's really sad to hear when like there are any deaths because it's and it's important to pay respect to those people, no matter what view you have on anything. It's
and then having to reflect upon it is definitely like it does sadden.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna get into this.
Yeah, and so let's try to get a little more upbeat.
Right,
song.
So
take
let
it back down a bit.
So right. Man,
one last surge, one last bop before.
Yeah,
we go back,
you know what I'm
it.
Saying. So we've got our guy, Travis Scott, with the Escape Plan.
Yeah, let's go.
Figure skate plan, that was the escape plan, but I ain't investigating. That was a waste, man. But wait, I stopped the face and could just start erasing. But wait, it opened gates and it just stopped parading. Oh, lady out the basement on one floor where it's vacant. She feeling anxious to be out where it's dangerous. Okay, the body changed it, especially I bang it. Okay, Jamaican Spanglish, she mixed up in the language. Hey, back that wipe me drain and just have it if you sang it. Okay. That Birkin, she just needs some encouragement. Fix that attitude, she thinks she need a surgeon. Okay, I show some gratitude, I put you in that altitude. Okay, it's stuck like madness, do I put you in that magnitude? Okay, I ain't busy, I'm not trying to embarrass you. Okay, I got a lavish crew, me chase the rock, a day to drew me busy trap. I'm not a rapper, a lot I do, a lot I chew. A film director, helter skelter, off the cell, so like it's juice. Figure skate plan, that was the escape plan, but I ain't investigating. That was a waste, man. But wait, I stopped the face and could just start erasing. But wait, it opened gates and it just stopped parading. Oh, like we out the basement on one floor where it's vacant. She feeling anxious to be out where it's dangerous. Okay, the body changed it, especially I bang it. Okay, Jamaican Spanglish, she mixed up in the language. Hey, babe. Dying for that chain around my neck, that's life alert. I be trying not to go back in my ways, I can't revert. We excursion them seven seas, I drop her off at Turks. If it's static, then I'm having 50, drop them off at
church up early, rolling up a Benny. She just wanna taste the candy, probably soaking up her panties. Nasty when she out the bust a move on Marco Angie. I just went and bought a planet. Now that was never planted. Yeah. 12-figure state plan, that was the escape plan. But hey, investigating, that was a waste. Man, but wait, I stopped the face and could just start erasing. But wait, it opened gates and it just stopped parading. Oh, like we out the basement on one floor where it's vacant. She feeling anxious to be out where it's dangerous. Okay, love how to change it, especially how I bang it. Okay, Jamaican Spanglish, she mixed up in a language, hey, babe.
Yo, yo, yo. So is DJ Popcorn, and we're back. So that was Travis with Escape Plan. So how are we feeling about that, man? Right, I actually, that's a nice track.
I had to debow for a second, but the beginning was good. I'm going to be honest. It was average. Nothing too.
Okay. I'm going to say
it was a lot like his other music. It's nothing too popping. It's just at a base level for me. It's like if somebody played it, I wouldn't be like, turn that off. But it's just like, yeah, it's okay.
I'm going to say this now. I think this should be the start. The cancel culture topic, right?
Oh, did you guys rate it?
No, we didn't rate it, but I mean, like,
I'll go.
I'm gonna have to say a five.
Okay, five, all right.
Maybe like, five and a half.
Like just because of circumstances and like the timing, or like
no, just music just completely separated from the artist. Just the music itself. All right, rate it a five. I'm just not a big fan.
I'm gonna give it like. I don't feel like it's one of his most better things, but I feel
it's just average for me. It's like
for me, I'll go. I'm going to go maybe 6.5, 7.
Really?
Maybe.
It was all right for me.
I like it. 6.5, 7, kind of. No. I'm not sure if I'm going to push the 7 mark, but for now, 6.5.
Okay.
I kind of have to sit on a lot of things.
Since we started off with Travis Scott, and Travis Scott, I guess, is like one of the main topics going around. How do y'all feel on like the whole thing?
Do you guys want to go first? I'm pretty opinionated on it.
I don't really know if we want
to,
like...
First of all, Travis hired people to do the...
Would you like to go first? The things we're going to say is our opinions.
Yeah, they don't express the people higher up working at WGXC's views. I think I might have said the name wrong. We're our own people, and this is our opinion on it. How does it go again, the disclaimer that you do?
These are our views and opinions and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization or the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
Yeah, there we go. That's just a great way to start it off.
So, just so you know, this isn't on them. This is us, you know, kind of speaking from our perspectives on it. So me, I kind of like don't really like the whole cancel culture thing myself. I just don't think that it was something that should have, like, gotten to the point that it's at now. Because literally sometimes they'll just pick out some random person for literally doing nothing wrong and just be like, oh, well, let's cancel him and this and that. And it's just like they'll literally try to snatch somebody's entire platform off just for, like, one wrongdoing. Like, and they don't even give them an opportunity to grow. See, but something like the DaBaby situation, which I actually, like, want to talk about though speaking of him.
Here, before that, I'd like to chime in to the original thing. See, Travis, at the end of the day, he's a performer. He's not in charge of the crowd. He is not the one doing that. He hires people, and I'm not completely educated on it. I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah,
but it's not his fault. It's the people's managing it fault. And literally, whether he should have hired better people, hindsight is great, but a lot of times you can't have that. He could have just hired a bunch of corrupt people.
This like whole thing is I do feel bad for Travis because he is getting some of the backlash.
He's getting a lot of the backlash. But
it's not his fault. As a performer himself, he should like okay, worry about your fans, but even if he was to go and then stop the music, I did see a video of people chanting stop the music to him and then he kept going. But yeah, that's, the thing is, even if he were to stop the music, he's not a security guard himself. He can't hop off the stage and pull people out of the crowd, you know? It falls a lot on everybody, the people he planned it with, and then the security. The security themselves, you know?
I do think he could have handled it better. I think if there's a majority of people telling him to stop the music and certain people are getting hurt, I feel like he could have stopped. But even then, it's hard to know what's going on. There's a lot of people yelling.
If you're Travis Scott, how do you do that? You're Travis Scott yourself. You're not an EMT. You're not an operator. No.
That's true. So that's why I agree. This is how I look at it. You're on stage. You're performing live, right?
Yeah.
You're performing like one of your, I don't know, newest songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, this is a great song. I'm happy I made it. Let me perform it to all these millions of people, right? It's a mosh pit. It's crazy. It's midnight. You going lit. Everybody going lit. Smoke start coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, chaos breaks loose. What can you do as a performer besides stop music?
Yeah.
Because even if he would have stopped the music, from the way I look at it, what can you do? You can't do nothing. What is the music like, going to do?
And even if you hear a bunch of people chanting, shouting, stop,
you're
going to
be like,
all right,
back, yeah.
Especially from an upstage view, you might not know exactly what is going on. And I'm not sure if that's the case or not, but it's hard. Sometimes you really do have to give people benefit of the doubt. I feel like the best thing he can do is definitely bring it to light and apologize.
It's definitely a tragedy what happened to all those people. But the thing is, going to the concert, like, even as the performer, like, just going into it, it's a concert. It's bound that something crazy is going to happen, number one. But number two, like, as security, you see things like that happening, and, like,
You're immediately on it. Like, you're like, you should be like,
yeah, I feel like
at the gate, you should have been checking to make sure nobody.
I guess it boils
down
to the question of, did he have proper security? Did he make sure to hire it? Because that is something he is responsible for. But I'm not sure.
I wouldn't think so.
I saw on TikTok, like, this girl, she was talking about, like, how she went in and, like, the security didn't even do a thorough bag check to see if she even had anything. And they were like, oh, we just want to make sure you don't sell your wristband. Just have a good time. And then they let them in.
Now, my question is, what do y'all think of the rumor about he did it as a demonic sacrifice?
No, I
want to get
that's horrible.
I want to cut that now because.
No, that's not. That's bad.
I've
seen that so many places.
Have you asked
everywhere.
Like so
everywhere.
Many, so
TikTok,
many different
YouTube, everywhere.
Like artists.
I haven't seen that at all. I
get
think
tied into this kind of thing. Like and it's so sad that every single time some tragedy happens, that it always gets tied
They're
into
like,
something satanic.
Yeah, I feel like that's almost even mocking the people that were lost during that. Like, if you were truly lost, would you want it to be blown up into a conspiracy theory Satan, or would you want it to have it remembered
like
as a tragic mistake?
Like, Travis Scott did not walk in that building. He came in there knowing that he wanted to go and perform for his people and have a good time.
Yeah.
His idea was not going to go in there and I'm going to sacrifice people. And no. So my ritual can happen. Like,
now I know
Travis Scott.
I think we should just stop entertaining that idea.
Look,
and move
so
on.
Yeah, so look. I before we do, I know that you can't see the screen, but I know you can. So you go see this, right? You see
yeah,
this, right?
It's like,
so you know how many people, like, have just been being like, bro, just look at the stage. Look at the stage. It's crazy. Like, it has to
be
something
just,
among those lines.
He just
like,
wants to entertain.
And at the same time, like, I understand, but I'm like, bro, really? Like, they're like, bro, I feel like it's hot. It's like, just as hell. Like,
no.
It's so hot. It's and,
like,
and I can't.
If you were going to do
something
as insane as that, you wouldn't even make hints to it. You would just,
yeah.
You're just like, you're
we
just
should
like,
stop entertaining.
You're just like, bro, it's hot as hell. Like,
and every
I mean, like,
and it's a shame because everybody knows that Travis Scott's thing is literally raging. Like that's his priority. Like he goes crazy at his concerts. Like that's his thing. He's known for raging. Like his Fortnite emo was literally him holding
a
microphone
this,
and him headbanging.
No fun.
Like he's literally known for like raging.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
So off of Travis Scott.
Moving more
we've
towards
got our
the
guy
side.
Man DaBaby
we,
man.
We got our
oh,
guy
we're moving
DaBaby.
To DaBaby. Okay.
Now. I don't hate the meme.
I don't hate the baby either.
I hate the memes of him. I'm gonna be honest. I hate them.
Man.
I've seen them so much.
The memes.
I hated them.
The
when
memes
they were
are killer, bro.
Okay, but back onto the person.
Okay,
back onto the person.
I don't hate the baby. I don't hate the baby
as
an artist.
As well,
but some of the things he does, I don't agree with.
Now, like the Rolling Loud rant I think should this not is have happened.
I think it's important to separate the art from the artist. Right. At the end of the day, if you like music, if it's by a really music bad person,
the
music and the bad person for writing the music. Yeah.
The music and the people are two separate things.
But moving back to what he did, I think it was just silly. It's just
I feel like the whole thing was a misunderstanding.
I don't see it as a misunderstanding. I think he did it I don't want to say out of spite, but he was just in the moment, you know what I mean?
For
like
me,
a mistake.
Yes. I do see that. It was like it's such a big thing cancel culture is now, and especially with the influence of social media.
Cancel culture is stupid.
Hold on.
Okay, that's a hot take.
I understand that, but it's like you see things like DaBaby was literally on stage, right? In the heat of the moment, you want to get your crowd hyped, so you're going to say something like that you want your crowd to really get pumped up. But to say something so ignorant as if you're not blank, blank, blank in the parking lot, and if you're, you know what I'm saying, grateful for not having HIV, like, put your flashlight up. Like, bro, those are very ignorant statements of you.
All right. It's just immature at the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think DaBaby is the most mature of people
But he literally he apologized, and it's good that he learned from it.
He did, most definitely.
And I'm glad that there was at least some people not trying to, like, literally attack him and take away his platform and literally, like, oh, F DaBaby now. We hate DaBaby for life.
No.
And I'm so glad that
that's
not.
I'm going to be honest. I don't like DaBaby's music that much, but I can separate that from the fact what he did. I feel like a lot of people could also come at him because of a distaste to his music.
Okay,
use
but...
use that as a situation to try to take him
for
down.
For me, it's like... I'll never like literally discredit an artist, no matter what how bad they've done. Like
the distaste of music and a distaste of character are two completely different things.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying that some people might use their distaste of his music to try to take him down for what he did afterwards.
All right,
because a lot of times you can play on somebody's mistake.
All right, yeah. So. What do y'all think of cancel culture in general?
I'm very opinionated on cancel culture. If I start talking, I'm not going to be able to stop for a bit. I want to hear what you guys have to say first.
My opinion... Okay, look. This is what I was trying to get into. I feel like cancel culture is dumb. The reason why I feel like cancel culture is dumb is because it's like certain people that will be like, I don't like this artist because da-da-da-da-da. Or they're just like, all right, me and you could be chilling and talking about a certain artist. And you're like, I heard... this person did this and that, and this and that, and third. And you're like, but they're just an artist. They just make music. They don't.
Yeah.
They represent. They're the face. They're the face.
Yeah.
We all know this. Artists have a face.
Yeah.
They're not the main thing of their source. There's always people that are behind it. Unless like you're like a solo artist.
Okay.
Okay.
There are always people behind that artist, right?
Of course.
Security.
Because you've got their label, their security, their homies, whoever whoever they're with. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't base that off of the things that person does. Like, the things that artist themselves do. Like, let's say, like, the... Who's a good one? Polo G.
Okay.
He was canceled?
No.
Okay.
But Polo G is signed, right? Signed?
Yeah.
All right. Polo G is signed.
Yeah.
The company that signed him, right?
Yeah.
They, I guess you could say, take care of his money, or... things among that line are the things that he produced.
They're more on the music aspect, so like probably what gets cleared, what drops, like album dates and things like that.
So,
and what he can
speaking
drop.
On the things that get dropped.
Okay.
He's like, I really like this song. I think this song should get dropped.
Okay. He sends it to the label, then it has to like go through reviewing, and he probably gets to go ahead.
People don't like that song. Polo G gets bashed for it.
Okay.
Even though it wasn't just him, because there are people behind him helping him along
here,
the
see,
way.
Okay,
I see what you're talking about here. See, this similar situation has happened with Juice WRLD, because he had a song that had like a verse on it that like had got switched from what it originally was, and then people were coming at his label for like, oh, why'd you change this? Because Juice would have wanted it this way and this and that, and like his literal wife had to like his fiance had to step up and be like, you guys don't even know what he would have wanted because you're not him. You can't speak from him. He's not here to even speak for himself.
Yeah.
Like,
can I interrupt here? You guys are talking about a lot of examples. I don't want to be offensive to any of you, but there's a lot of rhetoric, and I want to attack the problem face on. And if the goal of cancel culture is to make the world a better place, and that is the true goal, and even if it's straying from its goal, then does it do it? And it does it do it effectively? No, it doesn't. So even if the goal of it is cancel, or even if cancel culture isn't working, then what might you do to try to make it better? Maybe we stray from this and
see,
make cancel culture more about and this correcting people. But even then,
this I agree with. It's like there's so many situations of people like almost getting canceled that they could like that. So many people like the public, the media, everybody could have handled so much better. Like if they see one thing and then everybody's like, oh my God, we need to cancel this person. Take the baby, for example.
Yep.
I'm so glad that there were so many other mature people that were able to step up and say, we're not mad at him. We just want him to like correct what he said and know what he said was wrong. Just at least be accountable for some of the wrong, like for your wrongs.
Yeah, I agree. Like, let me interlude again, because I was saying, if you want to correct more people, then another issue arises. And it's very specific, and sometimes it's really hard to tackle how you're going to deal with this. But let's say you want to try to move people more towards the right side. Then if you're not strict enough, per se, it can arise the problem of, do these people actually care and actually know what they were doing is wrong?
Point.
Or are they just apologizing to get out of the way? Because it's easy to fake an apology.
We've all
done
it. Like,
I'm sorry I didn't come onto the show today. I was actually sick, so that's why I'm not here. Like no, I'm here.
Like, I just didn't want to go.
It's another thing to lie, and then it's another thing to like go out of your way and make a script and then make a bold-faced lie and then do it on camera and then post it.
If you guys agree with that, then it's hard to find a middle ground. It really is. And if that's the case, then we really have to just be, in a way, more accepting of people's mistakes. But that's hard because that arises a problem. And, I'm a little bit baffled of what to do because it's hard to find a perfect middle ground.
Not even just like
it's like the Goldilocks zone. You can't be too harsh. You can't be hard.
Yeah. But not even like with just music. Like take YouTube, for example.
Oh, I have many examples of YouTube, for example.
You know how many times like someone off of YouTube has been like, such and such, I don't like this person, you're canceled automatically. You're just like, you're like, why? Like,
and then they're
like, I didn't like what you said.
See, it's because there's so many ups and downs about having cult fan bases. Because like sometimes like YoungBoy fans, for example, oh my God.
Or think about just people's content in general. Like, there are
some people will be like
petty people on
it's
YouTube,
just like,
and they're just like,
see,
I just don't like your channel.
They'll see two creators, and they're just like, oh, okay, so we like one person better, and then their crowd is like, oh, we like one person better, and then they just
and
then they yap at each other put them at
beef. Let me interlude here and say, let's say we needed a perfect cancel culture instead of get rid of it, and I'm not sure if that's the case. I'm still confused about it, but just for like the sake of this hypothetical, if you weren't going to get rid of it, what would somebody be canceled for? What's the limit? If you make an offensive joke, is that cancelable? Yeah. I don't know.
That's the
thing.
We
have to find a clear barrier if we keep it around.
My question is,
I'm not even sure if we're going to keep it around.
Okay, look, this is how I look at it. I feel like cancel culture is just too sensitive.
Yeah.
Could we agree on that? Because think of it. Think how many times, when you were younger, how many times have you made, like, a quote-unquote
offensive
joke.
So I have a question for you. Do you think somebody should be canceled if they make a joke about 9/11, just for an example? This is going to get a little controversial.
I
don't want to...
It's just like how I see it. I view it as it just shouldn't be done.
I say that
there's some barriers that shouldn't be crossed. Like, when it comes to, when it comes to things like 9/11, like, we shouldn't like cross the boundaries of like tragedies or like deaths. That's some things I feel like we shouldn't play with deaths. And also like in race too, we should be a little sensitive about that as well. We should try and cut some of that, but it's like,
I also feel like it should be just with certain people. You know, like when you're making a joke to your friend and that you have one person eavesdropping on you, or like a person could be eavesdropping on your conversation.
Inside joke.
Let me interlude to that as well by saying certain people especially are more comfortable with people around them making jokes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's say if you and your group of friends, somebody made fun of you for something you're a little insecure about, you still feel comfortable with them because they're people you love and they're people you trust. Some person on the street saying, haha, I'm making fun of you. It's like, I don't know you. Stop.
For example, it's us three, right?
Yeah.
We're all joking with each other.
Yeah.
So let's say someone comes in the room. Neither one of us three know them. And it's our joke.
Yeah.
And that person joins in, you're just like, who are you? I don't joke with you. Like, I've never seen you.
Yeah, that's like, a good point. So what would be, if this arises another question, if certain comedy isn't allowed. No, I'm not sure if
I don't know.
My opinion is expressed on this yet.
I got some pretty dark humor.
Yeah, same. I'm not.
See, I'm a not, really like, yeah, me, I have a sense of humor that it sometimes can be pretty cruel.
Yeah,
but
my
like,
humor,
no funny.
My humor is more stupid than anything.
Yeah.
Like if somebody said, haha, Garfield, I would. I don't know. I'd
probably
laugh.
Laugh. Like
there's
especially
certain
if it's
things,
random and it's just quiet.
Like, sometimes, like, it can be the stupidest things that can make me laugh sometimes.
Oh, bunga.
Like, the, oh, no.
Like,
bro,
like,
I crack up at
you
that.
You crack
time.
Up.
Like, there's a
and
lot.
And
it'll
be the most stupidest thing. Yeah. Like,
but if that's the case, what is something offensive to joke about? What's the line? If this is offensive, then why isn't this offensive? It raises a lot of dangerous possibilities. Like, what if it ended up to a speech where, like, cancel culture got amplified and then everybody was offended? It could. I don't want to be that guy, but it's like, it could really put comedy alone at stakes. Would the comedy industry survive? Maybe that's an exaggeration.
For
I
sure.
need to be a little bit more educated on it, but that's my opinion now. I'm still on the fence about it.
I don't know
what to do. I don't think cancel... I know cancel culture now isn't effective and it's stupid, but I don't know what to do with it. I don't know how to transform it into something better. I'm angry around it. I'm going to be honest.
That's the thing. I just don't feel like cultural cancer can be better. Because think
feel
of
like,
it. They take everything too literal.
Me,
they can't
it's
joke
like,
around.
Yeah. For me, I think, like, because I know that it's, like, some things can go too far as to, like, some people are like, oh, this generation is so soft and this and that and this and that.
Okay, let me just comment on that. If
and then that
you
thing,
think they are this,
certain people. I want to say certain people.
Yeah,
I want to say
certain people.
Certain people. Yeah.
Certain people. If you think this generation is bad, especially if you're somebody from the older generation, well, then you're the one who raised this generation.
Yeah.
What's your point?
Yeah.
You did a bad job
it's
of
like
raising
you literally
them,
set
like,
the example, so that's why we're here today. Like, you know. So
you set the bar. You put us.
You set
here.
Our standards. Like, come on.
Yeah, you think we're doing a terrible job? Then how about stop insulting us and give us a way we can fix it?
Like, come on. Like me personally, if you ain't take insults growing up, and you ain't make jokes out of that, bro. Like,
see,
I'm sorry.
Actually,
like, I can take that.
Okay, we are running out of time, and I'm just gonna squeeze this in. From a comedy perspective, it actually scientists have found out that it's used to divert morbid senses and morbidity and getting freaked out in comedy arises from the same part of the brain.
Like think how many times you've been sad. Think how many times you've been sad. You've
laughter
made it into
is the
laugh.
Best medicine.
Like for me, I'm known to laugh through my pain. Like that's just a thing.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Like,
and if
like,
we you, can't use like as a humanity, like I'm all the culture that has jokes of their some form.
Like
whether it be as something as stupid as Chicken Crossroad, ha ha ha, or something like, as like a huge comedy skit. Human comedy is part of human.
Like dude,
human nature.
Like, dude, our humor literally stems from like that older generation. Like, dude, knock knock jokes have been around for generations.
Generations.
So,
generations.
Like, and like that stuff like aroused into like so many different things. Like now TikTok, we have so much darker stuff. Literally people putting bass boost memes with like
no funny.
Like and deep frying them and putting little stickers on them and that's
I feel
stuff
really bad
me
for
out.
Anybody who doesn't know what any of that means, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
It's so hard to explain the Gen Z sense of humor.
Nah.
You could show a bass boosted picture of a rock and caption the top pebble and then bottom pebble and then I laugh at it.
Matter of fact, man, time.
You see,
yeah, we're out of time.
See,
see you.
You
see,
know, maybe the next subject for the podcast could actually be humor and what you find funny. I feel like that's
so,
it might change.
You
but
see,
that's where we're going
you see, you
now.
See the watch,
right?
You see your clock. You see the time. You see your phone. Man, it's time to wrap up. Catch us next weekend every Fridays at 6 p.m. on WGXC, or you know, you can catch us on 90.7 FM. If you want to get involved in programming our radio show, you can email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. That is OURTOWNOUR truth. Or you can text us at C2 Clubhouse on Instagram to keep in contact with us. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to finish our show with shout-outs. Shout-out to WGXC and Wayfarm for making this radio program possible. Shout-out to the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Shout-out to the Clubhouse and also everyone listening today. Shout-out to DJ Sean Money. Shout-out to DJ Phoebes for keeping everything, you know, posted behind the scenes. Shout-out my boy Winter over here, man.
Yeah.
I would also like to give a shout-out to the Clubhouse Media channel. If you like what we're doing here, we do a lot of stuff on there once we hit
Clubhouse
a certain
Media,
amount of subs.
Which
trying to have our party.
We're gonna get skits. A party.
Yeah,
we're
gonna go. We're gonna go.
So
have a great day, everybody. Yeah. It was a pleasure talking as Thank it was you. Every night. As it is every night. English heard. English hurts.
So.